الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بالخلق الحسن. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, we had been discussing the order of taqwa and piety that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. We had mentioned it over about 50 times, but in fact, upon close scrutiny, it seems 70 times and more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us with taqwa. The verse that I have recited, Allah ta'ala mentions, وَلَقَدْ وَسَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Not only is this order exclusive to you, O Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we had decreed this order for the people before you as well. People that were given the divine books, Torah and Injil, and for you as well, we order you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have this taqwa and piety. Similarly, if you look at the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, then over and over again we find among the orders that they had given to their divine, to their nations, was إِذْقَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ إِذْقَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. And when the respective prophets had told the nations, أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, do you not adopt taqwa and do you not adopt piety? Their message also, together with tawheed, was to adopt taqwa and to develop this quality of taqwa. And if we look at the meaning of taqwa, we had mentioned that as Umar radiallahu anhu had mentioned, to cautiously walk on the path, cautiously, so that a person is saved from all the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had given the example of a man walking on a road and is surrounded by thorny bush from both sides, how cautious and how much precaution he takes to save himself from the thorn. Similarly, a person is surrounded by the thorns of sin, the thorns of disobedience, and the thorns of disloyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He walks in such a manner, this path in the dunya, that he saves himself from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had mentioned what Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu had mentioned, the four different parts of taqwa and piety. We had also mentioned that some ulama of the opinion that the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be so much, should overwhelm a person, and should prompt him to abandon the most pressing demands of his nafs, the most pressing demands of his nafs towards evil. The awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so much that it prevents him and from becoming a victim of the nafs. Similarly, we had mentioned, some ulama-i kiram mentioned, that taqwa kya hai? Wafadari hai. Taqwa is loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Under no circumstances is a person disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In essence, taqwa has two actually components and two parts. One is to abstain from the abstention and from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other is to fulfill the commands and injunctions and orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person, together with that, he has the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever he is, in whatever condition he is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. This overwhelms his heart, then that person becomes a muttaqi and a pious person. Whether he is in the order of, he's in the office of the presidency, whether he is a pauper walking the streets, whether he is a teacher, whether he is a ruler, whether he is a governor, whether he is a general, whether he is a shopkeeper, we find under all circumstances he will be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will abstain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is that person that has taqwa. Imam Raghib rahmatullah alayh mentions that taqwa is taken from the word wiqaya. And wiqaya means to save oneself. Hifzun nafsi amma tu'thim or amma yu'thim, to save one's nafs from those things that cause him sin and cause him the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of taqwa. Another Imam Baydawi rahmatullah alayhi, great mufassir, he says taqwa is also taken from the word wiqayat, and it means hifzun nafsi ani darar fil akhirah, to save oneself from the harms of the akhirat. This is taqwa. Person leads the life in such a manner that he is saved from the harms and from the evil consequences and the azab and the punishment of the akhirat, and this person has adopted taqwa. Now, if you look at the fruits and the benefits of taqwa, or the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person, then we'll be astonished and astounded. There is hardly any such verses as far as the other orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerned, because this order of taqwa is such that it is all-encompassing. All aspects of life, all persons, all circumstances, if a person has this taqwa, then we find that he will be fully compliant with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we'll find great promises made in the Quran and Hadith for those people that have taqwa. In fact, the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is somebody that everybody yearns for, to be close to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why people go to Madinah al-Munawwara. Then we envy that person, mashallah, is going to spend time in the proximity and closeness of Allah, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the occasion of Hazrat Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu leaving for Yemen, there were many advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him, and one of the news that he had given him that had sort of shattered the heart of Hazrat Mu'az was this: that, "Oh Mu'az, you may come back, but you may not find me here. You may not find me alive after you come back from Yemen, but you will find my grave." This was a very heavy news for Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu, that person that was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him some news of consolation that's even for us and for every person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said words to this effect: "Awla al-muttaqeen, awla al-nas bi al-muttaqoon, man kanu wa haythu kanu." You may be far away from me, you may be distant from me, you may not be in Madinah al-Munawwara, you may be in Yemen, but remember, the people that are most closest to me are the people that have taqwa. "Awla al-nas bi al-muttaqoon," the people that have taqwa and piety and fulfill the demands of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the most closest to me. "Man kanu wa haythu kanu," whomsoever they may be. Other words here, whomsoever they may be, whatever their color and creed, whatever their language and background, whatever their country and whatever they may be, whatever religion, whatever language background they may have, but they, as long as they have taqwa, then they'll be most closest to me. Man kanu wa haythu kanu. And this closeness is not restricted to the distances, it's not subject to the distances. حيث كانوا ومن كانوا وحيث كانوا, wherever they may be, irrespective of their location, they may be millions of miles, hundreds and thousands of miles away from me, but the fact that they have taqwa and piety, then they are most closest to me. Here we see the benefits and fruits of taqwa. When a person is pious, then he's close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though he may be living in a very distant land, but he's close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this news is given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself to console us that we may be far away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We may not be in close proximity and have the companionship and closeness, but if we have taqwa and piety, then we are close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that he is with the people that are pious. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That fear Allah and know well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people that have taqwa, is with them, assisting them, guiding them, having mercy on them, safeguarding them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with that person. One ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a supporter, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an assistant and a friend of that person that has taqwa. One hadith, in one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Wallahu yuhibbul muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people that have piety and have taqwa. One ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, innama yataqabbalu Allahu min al-muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts from those people that are pious. One ayat, Allah ta'ala tells us, wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen, that the good final outcome will be only for those people that have taqwa and that have piety. So here we have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the togetherness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friendship and support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the acceptance of our deeds from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the glad tidings that the eventual and ultimate result will be for those people that have taqwa and have piety. These are sufficient reasons for us to turn towards taqwa and to adopt piety in our lives. But apart from that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity and mercy knows no bounds. We found in the ayat of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many more benefits and incentives and advantages of taqwa that we cannot even imagine. As I mentioned, there's hardly any other verse in the Holy Quran or hardly any other attribute or characteristic that has so many promises from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like taqwa. One ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ يُسْرًا. Whomsoever fears Allah and adopts taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates ease in all his matters. In all his matters, his duties, his concerns of this world and the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates ease. Our respected Shaykh always mentioned that this mu'amala and this contact is with who? Is with none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not go against his promises. Cannot be possible that a person truly fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has the taqwa, and there's difficulty in his matters. This cannot happen. If this occurs, then we may be faltering as far as our taqwa and our piety is concerned. We should recheck ourselves whether we have adopted taqwa in the true sense of the word. Here Allah ta'ala promises ease in all our matters. All our matters. All our duties, all our concerns, all our things that we're worried about from the morning till the evening regarding ourselves, our wealth, our risk, our rosy, our sustenance, our security. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create ease in his matters for that person that has taqwa. Yet in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَنْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create ease and opening and a solution in every difficulty, every problem that a person encounters here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaj'al lahu makhraja. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a solution for us in our problems. Wa yarzuqu min haythu la yahtasib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the third bounty Allah mentions here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us rosy and sustenance and provisions from such sources that we do not even know. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. From those places that we cannot even fathom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give our rosy and give our barakat for those people that have taqwa and have piety. The fourth promise in the Quran for those people that have taqwa, يَا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create for us and make for us a criteria, a standard whereby we can distinguish between good and bad, between right and wrong, between vice and virtue. Right and virtue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us that insight, that understanding, and that criteria. We will be able to distinguish what is right and what is wrong, what is good and what is bad, what is vice and what is virtue, if we have taqwa and we have piety. Otherwise, this will be such a light, that nur-e furqan. Some of my mentioned this will be a light. There will be a light within our hearts that will illuminate our lights and will show us the path, show us the right path no matter where we are. وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook your shortcomings. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you, will forgive all your sins in the hereafter, will overlook your faults here and forgive all your sins if you have piety and if you have taqwa. Similarly, we find in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us that if a person has iman and carries out a'mal saliyah, which is actually the essence of taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us hayatan tayyiba. وَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We will give him a very good life, a very peaceful life, a life of contentment, peace and serenity will be granted to this person that has this taqwa and has this piety. Similarly, it is mentioned in another verse of the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us the most honorable people. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. If you have piety, then you will be the most honored person, irrespective of the people's attitude about you. But the real respect comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Real respect is the respect in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People may look down upon you, whatever, but if you have piety and if you have taqwa and if you are Allah fearing, then Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most closest or the most honorable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has the maximum amount of taqwa. And yet further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ninth verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon, that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none other than those people that have taqwa and that have piety. Here we find the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has these great promises for those people that adopt taqwa and have piety in their lives. This gives us all the reasons to take paths, steps, and to walk in this direction of taqwa. This holy month is approaching us. Here also Allah Ta'ala tells us that, O you who believe, I have ordained fasting upon you, like I had ordained to the people before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you get this quality of taqwa, so that piety and taqwa can come to you. Some commentators mention very beautifully, how does piety come to a person when he's fasting, abstaining from eating and drinking and remaining hungry? How does he become pious? He becomes pious in this manner. It creates within him a consciousness and awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence. Allah ta'ala is watching me, and Allah knows about my actions. That is why he day breaks his fast, no matter what the circumstances are, because Allah is watching. And this is the essence of taqwa, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of the knowledge of Allah, of the qudrat of Allah, of the power of Allah. Then he does not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is obedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us that in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are only those that are God-fearing, that fear Allah and have this taqwa. Similarly, if you look into the Quran for verses of the akhirat, then we find that paradise, in so many ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses the promise of paradise for those people that have taqwa. وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That the akhirat, the life of the akhirat, enjoyment of the akhirat, the bliss of the akhirat by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only for those people that have taqwa. Only for those people that have taqwa. And وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. That Jannat will become close to the people on the day of judgment. It will be very close to those people that have taqwa. Innal muttaqina fi jannati wa uyun. Innal muttaqina fi jannati wa nahar. Innal muttaqina fi jannati wa uyun. And very many verses like this we find so many places over and over in the Quran, that the people of taqwa, they will be in paradise, they will be in gardens, and they will be rivers, wherein the building springs, etc. Inna lil muttaqina mafazan hadaiqa wa anaba. Inna muttaqina fi dhilali wa uyun. That the people of piety will be in shades, and people of piety, for them there is great success for them in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter enumerates what will be given to them in the hereafter. Over and over again this is mentioned. And wala darul akhirati khair wa la ni'ma darul muttaqin. The house and the home and abode of the hereafter is best. And very good is the abode of those people that have taqwa. Over and over again we find in the akhirat promises for those people that adopt this taqwa and adopt this piety. And as I mentioned, that when this is there, then wherever a person goes, whatever the conditions are, he'll never be disobedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll never go against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Kathir narrates a very interesting incident here, recorded by some of our elders, that on one occasion there was one young person that used to sit and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was in the masjid worshipping Allah. Some woman was infatuated with him, and she tried to seduce him in many ways. This person, eventually she reached his home, and this person, when she came there and approached him, then he read this verse of the Holy Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. That verily those people that fear Allah, that have taqwa, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. When there is any temptation from the side of shaitan that lays them, that they are confronted with, then تَذَكَّرُوا, then they remember the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, and immediately they open their eyes and they become conscious and stay away. When there is any temptation that befalls them, comes in their path, then those people that have this piety and taqwa, what happens to them? تَذَكَّرُوا, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they reflect, they remember the punishment of Allah, and they remember the rewards of abstaining from evil, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. And at once we find that they open their eyes and they become aware of the situation, and they become saved. He mentioned to recite this verse, and thereafter he fell unconscious. Thereafter, after regaining consciousness, he began to repeat this verse. He was so overwhelmed with this verse and the meaning of this verse that he repeated it and repeated it till he passed away. He passed away and lost his life reciting this verse. He mentioned that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu went there, and after expressing his condolences to the family, thereafter went to his grave and made namaz there also and asked for dua maghfirat for this person. Thereafter, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu addressed this person in the grave and told him that, O young person, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. That a person that fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala promises him two jannats and two paradise. This was the thing that was there in his heart, the khawf and fear of Allah, which is the essence of taqwa. When a person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstains from the disobedience of Allah and fulfills the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether he is being seduced, whether he is sitting in his shop, whether he is his wife and children, wherever he is, this overwhelmed him. It is mentioned that when Hazrat Umar radiallahu addressed him this way, then a voice came out from the grave where it was said, O Umar, I have already found and I have been granted those two paradises. I have been already granted those two paradises. This is just one example of a person who has this taqwa and piety. We have this Mubarak month at our threshold here. It is already here. And as I mentioned, the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fasting is prescribed also for what? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that this taqwa is developed. Alhamdulillah, there are various different degrees of taqwa. Some mention 5 and some mention 3. Just to summarize it for you, some say taqwa, the basic taqwa is this, that a person saves himself from kufr and shirk, and he remains steadfast upon tawheed. Some say yet there's another stage where a person saves himself from major sins, then that also is a muttaqi. The third stage is the person saves himself from minor sins as well. All forms of sin he abstains from. The fourth is this, that he stays away even from makruhat and those actions that are disliked in the sharia, he abstains. There's a higher level of taqwa. And the highest level of taqwa is this, that a person abstains from everything that makes him unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if that action is permissible, but it makes him unmindful of the remembrance of Allah, of the commands of Allah, and does not save himself from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he abstains from all those things, then this makes him a muttaqi person and a pious person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to adopt this great quality of taqwa and make maximum use of this Mubarak month that has come here, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give us all these rewards that are promised by him in the Holy Quran and by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the ahadith. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.